This is the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Now Jesus answered them. Answered Judas, who was not Judas that betrayed him, answered that Judas, saying, "Those who love me will keep my word. My Father will love them, and he will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. Now I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. And if you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so then when it does occur, you may believe." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Spirit sent. There is a tradition in the church, a tradition of apostolic succession. It goes all the way back to these first disciples who received this blessing of peace and this promise of the Spirit from Jesus. And in the traditions of our church, Peter was among those who received that. And in the beginnings of the church, the Christian believers, Peter was seen as the first pope. And he passed that promise and that blessing and that spirit that he received from Jesus on to another when it was time. And a second person became pope. And so on and so forth. And they commissioned bishops and ministers. And on down the line through the ages. And when the Lutherans broke away from the Roman Catholic Church, all of their bishops, their pastors, were all had received, as part of the Catholic Church, that prayer of the Spirit. That prayer of the Spirit that would come. And in our tradition, that practice has continued. Bishops come when a pastor is ordained, or when a new bishop is commissioned, and hands are laid on them, and the prayer that the Spirit would come and guide them, this promised Spirit, is promised again. And then, on days like today, when I, as the pastor, get to lay my hands on our confirmants and pray a prayer of the Spirit, that Spirit is passed on still. And that's a pretty cool thing to think about, having this line of people that have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for you, Taj, to receive that prayer today, and for you, Andrew, to receive that prayer today, going all the way back in an unbroken line to Jesus. And that prayer, I mean, that's just a really neat and mind-boggling thing to think about. And yet, when I think about what I experienced when I was confirmed, and the pastor prayed for the Spirit to come on me, and even in my ordination, when the bishop came and prayed for me, I think, well, I mean, that was a pretty neat ritual. There was something special in that, but if I'm going to think about where is my faith really felt stirred up, where did the Spirit really move in me? It's not necessarily those times. The Spirit, Scripture says, blows where it will. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. The Spirit is traditionally very hard to capture and pin down. We do it in our practice as a church. We do it through acts of baptism, and then when we affirm that baptism here on a confirmation day, we pray for that Spirit to be present, and yet we are not in control today. We have very little control over the Spirit. The Spirit is like the wind. You can chase after it and never catch it. You can hold out your hand and feel it cupped in your palm, and yet when you grasp it, you have nothing. The Spirit is quite difficult to grasp. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Not just because it means that the Spirit is not in human control, which means faulty human hands, there to be misused for human purposes. The Spirit will not be misused. It can't be. It's more wily than that, more wild. But it's good that the Spirit works in this way for another reason. It's so that the promises of Jesus continue to be fulfilled, and that our experience of Jesus is always fresh and new. Our experience of Jesus is not watered down by the passage of thousands of years coming to us in this diluted form down through the passage of all that time. But here, fresh and alive and present as it ever was. And the Spirit is why. The Spirit is that force of God in which we live and move and have our being. It is the experience that we cannot escape. The God who is with us, who is in us, who guides us, who leads us, and who we are surrounded by, who connects us with others, who moves in mysterious and unknown ways, drawing on every inch of our human experience to speak, to be, whether that's feelings of emotion and love, or dreams at night, or physical exhilaration. The Spirit can move in so many ways, and the Spirit moves still. Both of you, Andrew and Taj, as we talked about your confirmation today, and we shared, you know, chatted a little bit about your faith, you both talked about the importance of your family. And how much your faith has been impacted by them. Those families that surround you and you're seated with today. You talked about how you've seen their faithfulness and been moved and saw something in that you wanted, that you yearned for. That yearning and that wanting is the Spirit. We did our best as confirmation teachers and your confirmation mentors. We did our best. It's been a difficult couple years with the pandemic and gathering in weird ways, and yet you carried through and participated in all of this. And we tried to teach you some about God. Tried to teach you some about this book of Scripture. Tried to teach you some about the life of faith that we live. And yet in our teaching, too, we cannot grasp hold of God and place that Spirit in you. It's God who does that. And as we go from this prayer today, this prayer of the Spirit, it is a prayer of recognition that the Spirit is already moving in you, and a prayer of yearning that Spirit will continue to move. And as you are sent from this place today with that prayer that has been prayed upon a succession of people all the way back to Jesus, may that inspire you to pay attention just a little bit more to the ways that the Spirit is moving in your life. For as you go out Your faith is in your hands. This is really the start of your faith journey, the beginning of a time of questioning and testing and being present with God. For there can be no secondhand followers of Jesus. You don't follow Jesus because you were taught to in a classroom. You don't follow Jesus because somebody that you love does. You follow Jesus because the Spirit and Jesus through that Spirit has moved in you. And you recognize that and are moved to. And it's into that spiritual love that we send you today. And we pray and give thanks. Amen. Thank you.